Hello, I'm Matt, and this is episode 7 of the Plus One podcast. We are to the world of theatre what a freshly fallen conqueror is to Big Johnny's 136er. In each episode, I'll be discussing a current London theatre production with my press night Plus One, which means whichever of my friends, colleagues or sparring partners fancied having their night's entertainment subsidised by the PR industry. My Plus One for this episode is Richard Stratton, better known as Strat, who's a writer and performer for site-sensitive theatre company The Sands Walk Project. There's a link to their website in the show notes if you're interested. Sands Walk specialise in slightly grungy found spaces, not unlike, tenuous segue, the Southwark Playhouse, where Strat and I saw Firehouse Creative Productions' quote, radical, unquote, new adaptation of Stella by Johann Wolfgang Goethe.
Okay, Strat, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
We've just seen Stella at the Southwark Playhouse.
We have.
But first of all, what is your favourite play?
Favourite play kind of that I've read, probably yep. Arcadia by Tom Stoppard,
okay.
Simply because it's wonderfully wordy. And the other one that you asked was, I'm going with the one that kind of probably had the biggest impact on me, and that was the original staging of Mercury Fair at the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I saw the more recent one, the Theatre Delicatessen.
Yes,
one,
I saw that.
So you don't think the Theatre Delicatessen one measured up?
I couldn't possibly comment. That isn't what we're here to discuss, but I prefer the first one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes. Let's not digress into Philip Ridley, because we're talking about Goethe today.
Yep. Who else?
Do you know whether that...
Well, I have absolutely no idea.
No, me neither. And if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm going to sound like a complete ignoramus. But
it's all right. If I pronounce it Garter, both at least, we'll be halfway there.
Yes, we're talking Johann Wolfgang Goethe, although the play is adapted from one of his works by Firehouse Theatre Productions. So, what did they do with it?
What did they do? It's interesting, because not knowing the original.
Neither do I.
Neither do you, as we discussed beforehand. It was interesting to see. I'd be really interested to know whether, because obviously, during it they had the main story, the main plot line going through, and then the little dispersing it with kind of
yes,
the monologues.
It was a collage.
It was.
In more ways than one, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, particularly when you had the physical aspects going against, which sometimes kind of...
There was a story going, which you could say was the story of the play,
was
this father and son rolling up in a southern states town,
true.
Their car breaking down, and they're meeting some people and some relationships being realised.
Indeed.
but then other stuff...
Interspersed.
Yeah, interspersed.
Kind of
over the scene changes and juxtaposing with the scenes.
Yeah.
Some of the things I think were testimony. Kind
it
of verbatim
like
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it did sound very real. And I don't know whether that was just because of the acting, because there were some of those monologues that were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And it was a weird mix, actually, I thought, between some bits I was kind of a bit, about, that I can't even... Couldn't into words how kind of like, I was like, I'll get on with the other bit. But there are a few others that were so very engaging.
Yeah.
Which makes me think perhaps, I don't know, perhaps it was Festival Theatre, because if it was written, you'd hope that it would be,
Well, there were parts that I thought might have been extracts from the Goethe text.
Yeah, there was some language changes that justified.
Yeah, there were some bits that might have been, and there were some bits which might have been testimony, because I don't know whether you know anything about the company. They have a story station project where they collect testimony on various subjects from the public for use in their productions, which is why I think that some of the bits were
I think
it would make sense.
And very much I imagine then verbatim, considering the way
it was some verbatim bits and some bits that were possibly from Goethe or from they sounded like they were from classical texts anyway. And some when you were talking about striking bits, were you talking about the fable near the end? Because that was one of the bits that stood out to me.
Yeah, it did. It was something very much out of the blue. It kind of brought together the main story arc of the piece and the kind of more what we were saying were possibly the original Goethe bits, because they seem to kind of bring them together right at the end. It's just quite a classic tale but spoken by the more modern characters, and it was I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it was striking. there were bits in it that I think struck me more than perhaps that bit struck you. But it was certainly
which bit struck you?
There was. It was the guy. Actually, let me refer to the program.
the father.
The
is
father.
This, Ray.
Yes, Ray. That was it. His when he was he sort of like broke back into his English character and the one that started when I was 19 I accidentally got married and I thought that whole bit was just absolutely spot on.
Now which one was this, the one where he accidentally got married to the Catholic girl,
yes. The fair with the stick insect, and he was
the insect farmer, yes.
It was the highlight of the piece, just because it was spoken, it was extremely real, and that is how people talk, and that is how people express themselves, because they're not expressing themselves. And yeah, obviously, we all got.
Yes,
what
it was lots of false starts and mumbling
off.
And
all of that sort of stuff. But no, that it was those moments that got me more than the more poetic kind of crafted pieces of the play.
I suppose that one advantage of the kind of structuring something as a collage is that there will probably be something in there for everyone.
Yeah.
There's so many different styles in there. There was physical theatre, which... I'm not sure about the physical theatre, because it kept happening and I kept feeling like it was pasted in, but then I thought the whole thing felt like it was pasted together.
But that more... less pasting, more, you know, cramming in with a crammer. It was like we're not quite sure what should be here. There seems like there should be more than just this monologue. Let's put in a bit of physical theatre. I mean, the guy at the end, it was all very well in physicalising kind of the anguish and despair of having lost
someone leaving.
But not to
give too many spoilers.
Yes, quite. But in my mind, what was being said at that time would have been. I was distracted from it, and. It would have been, I think, just as effective, if not more effective, if you just had the guy looking distraught. I didn't need to see arms failing in multiple directions to get that he was upset.
Okay.
It's
There were some points, especially, in fact, all the way from the beginning, that felt a bit, and this is going to sound really condescending, but felt a bit drama school.
Mm. No, it was the first scene I was worried.
Yeah.
I was very worried.
Because this it opened with, it was a cast of four, all sat on benches and delivering this testimony, which we assume, and getting up and moving to other benches as they speak.
Yes. You could almost predict which one was going to move and where.
It was a drama school exercise.
You know, we were talking about Sarah Kane before the show.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a bit drama school, as you say, and I'm glad that stopped.
Yes, it got better from there.
Yeah.
It was a weak opening.
I think they were trying to establish, obviously, themes and perhaps like the stories that were to follow and the things it was going to tackle. But I think they could have started one of the monologues or just gone straight into the.
Yes, and if they were going to start with testimony, I don't think the stuff that they started with was it wasn't their strongest material.
No,
and obviously you want to save some of your strongest. Verbatim material for later, but you've got to start with the audience
at the beginning, certainly.
Yes, rather than have your audience from the beginning think, "Oh God, this is a bit."
to do what the monologues did a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some good performances, though. I thought.
Yes, certainly.
Oh, and I really enjoyed when it was actually in the story.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the laid back kind of Southern States vibe.
Yeah.
The whole thing. There was a kind of blues movie.
It was, and in fact, the use of the guitar throughout was very good. I wish that had continued. I think they could have made more of the music near the end.
I suppose this is the disadvantage of the collage structure, is that when there are bits that you like, you don't get enough of them because they're crowded out by all the other stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah. Because he was a good player and a good singer.
Good, but that bit where the farmer and son, they do a little duet.
They did a Johnny Cash song.
They did. It was brilliant. And
I enjoyed that.
And his own composition, you know. Go see it for that.
Yes, and the Johnny Cash number got a little round of applause from the audience.
Yes. Yeah. It was like a little performance of its own in the middle. It's, yeah.
But the audience were enjoying it all the way through.
I think the audience.
There were a few belly laughs. I think there were some people having some personal reactions to some of the stories.
Yeah, there were a few laughing out loud moments that I was thinking that's not really quite a laugh out loud. There must have been something else.
Yeah, something resonating personally with
you. Yeah, indeed, indeed. But I think, again, that kind of said with what you're saying about the collage and some people liking some things and not others, I think that those moments clearly highlighted that, because though I was laughing at bits where other people weren't laughing and bits where other people were laughing, I was thinking, yes. So, no, I think it just goes to highlight that.
So to put aside the structure of it for a moment and just focus down on the story, on the plot of the father and son who rock up in this little town in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And good accent there.
Thank you, I've been working on it.
Yeah.
And meet a couple of people and some chance encounters that turn out to be kind of very... Yeah, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. What do we think of the actual story? The actual play, as it were.
I think as a story goes, it was pretty standard. I suppose
it's based on a classic text.
Exactly.
So it's not necessarily going to be the most original story we've ever seen.
No, I know, but I think what they did was good. And I think going back to the structure, but I think because it was the play was a lot about the structure, you can't help but avoid it. But the structure play did aid in not getting bored of the story. I think if it was just that story, I would have turned off pretty quickly. And I did need the occasional
bit. A story we've seen before in a structure we haven't necessarily.
Yes, yeah, quite. Okay. And I think it was engaging. I think that it didn't... It could have all been much more emotionally charged than it was, and I'm glad it wasn't.
Okay.
Because I think that sort of... Trying not to give it away, but that sort of revelations could have got very soap opera.
Yeah, there could have been histrionics.
It really could have been,
we were talking about Sarah Kane earlier.
Yeah. But again, none of that. Which, to their credit, certainly,
yes.
it was restrained well.
Yes, it wasn't overplayed.
No, certainly.
The accents were fine. Well,
yeah.
The son Leo
wasn't 18.
He didn't. No, certainly wasn't 18.
No.
And the not being 18 or not seeming 18 has other implications once other certain revelations come to light.
Actually, it was okay up until the point where he said, "I'm 18."
Yes.
Up until that point, I was fine with everything. I was like, "Yeah, that's cool." And then it was a bit of a disappointment. They could have got a. Yeah, it would have been better probably with someone that looked more around that age. But other than that, I think
it's a kind of niggly suspension of disbelief issue, rather than anything really amazing.
I mean, it didn't ruin the play for me, but it is that you want to kind of stop the moments of your audience saying, "Oh," because as you say, it kind of you're really, really involved, and then that little voice in the back of your head goes, "Hang on a minute," and then you're suddenly dragged out of it, and you have to kind of involve yourself again, and those little hiccups can affect my enjoyment of the play. It did briefly, only very briefly though, because thankfully stuff happened around that moment that got me back in almost immediately. But and sort of the other character, I think they played so well, it was very convincing. Ray just was the play for me.
He was
brilliant.
I did like him.
I couldn't follow him. He was so. He had such a wonderfully relaxed presence on the stage throughout the entire thing. He was just—he owned
and
that
space. Was unapologetically who he was.
Yeah, exactly. I think
there was a father-son dynamic. The play was kind of like partially what it was about was your relationship with your parents, or the son's relationship with the father.
Mm.
and so we have the son. Getting on his dad's back for being a drifter and not staying anywhere for very long and not taking responsibility and not caring that their car's broken down and they don't have any money. And the father saying, "Yeah, this is who I am. It doesn't matter."
Yeah.
Which is engaging to watch. It's nice to watch people who...
Yeah, it's nice to see that role reversal as well.
Themselves.
I always say between parents and kids, because often it's the other way around. You have the overbearing parents, or the why are you getting a life, getting a job, why are you such a drifter, and then you've got the
kid go, oh, I'm he who would usually be playing the guitar rather than the dad.
yeah,
and it was an interesting reversal of that that I enjoyed. And you kind of worked out why it was that way around as well. Because of
yes.
What and you discovered.
Yes, you kind of you can work out from the background how he is. You can there are certain aspects of Leo's character that you can see that he's got from his dad,
and you like them.
Yes,
as well.
But it's not this kind of typical theatre thing of everything that makes you can be traced back to a single tragic event in your past. Mm. You know, they did seem like real people.
Yeah, they certainly did. Certainly did.
Yeah.
I think
people. No, go on. In the last podcast I did with Helen Johnson, who you know.
I do.
We decided that the bare minimum entertainment value a play should offer is that you should be glad that you were there instead of at home.
Yes.
So were you glad that you were here instead of at home?
Yes, I was.
Good.
I was. Well done.
So it satisfied at least the bare minimum enjoyment. Has it satisfied more than the bare minimum enjoyment?
No, yeah, I think it did. I'm very, to my regret, I have not seen theatre that recently. I haven't had the time, and I was glad that that was the one that I saw. But, so yeah, it went above and beyond.
Stella is at the Southwark Playhouse until Saturday the 27th of March, and the venue's airline-style ticket pricing means tickets get more expensive the closer they get to selling out, so if you're interested in going, you best book straight away. As usual, there's a booking link in the show notes, alongside a link to my review of the show for the British Theatre Guide. The Plus One podcast is hosted by podbean.com and distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 2.0 England and Wales license, which means you can copy it, send it to your friends, or use it as part of a collage as long as you give it credit where credit's due and you don't try to charge for it. If you enjoyed this episode, why not recommend it to a friend, blog or tweet about it, or write a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley? That's it for episode 7, so until next time, remember what we were saying earlier about Sarah Kane.